got a lot tied up inside. Got Jesus on your mind. And a boy that just won't fight. Baby, it's a grind. And this your bitter light, where nothing just won't do. The girl pleads, the woman needs a wedding ring. That bird won't sing.
This Conversation Rocks, guest starring Bob from Seattle.
Yay, Bob from Seattle.
And this is Diane.
And hey, this is Todd in Los Angeles.
And I just want to say before we get started, or as we get started, that I am officially putting our names in the running for the first to be investigated by the new House Committee on Un-American Activities.
Yeah, yeah. For the people who didn't see that today, apparently Newt Gingrich... when asked what his response would be to these things that have happened, like in Orlando and stuff, was that we should reconstitute the House Un-American Activities Committee, which was the McCarthy Committee.
Because that was such a great time in our history.
It sounded like a really good idea to me.
Yeah. I forgot Newt was still alive. Why is he still talking?
Exactly.
So apparently he's angling for the Veep slot with Donald Trump, and yeah. I think that he put his bid in a little harder today.
Yeah, you know, he's shooting for the top, sucking a little harder than everybody else.
But hey, Bob, you want to explain yeah. to Mr. Gingrich why this is a, or to Mr. Trump why Mr. Gingrich would be a bad idea?
I was just going to say, yes. I was led to believe that you have a very good explanation for this.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's a little speculative, but, you know, it sounds like something if I was a scumbag, no soul, dirty Republican, this is exactly what I would do. So there was an article I saw on some website that was kind of didn't get a whole lot of attention, that the GOP had offered Trump $200 million to take Gingrich as his VP, and he turned him down, right? And I'm thinking, now why would they try to pay this guy in, right? Like, I don't understand. I mean, of course they've got a gigantic conservative boner for this guy. Like, you know, they just are drooling all over themselves thinking, oh man, we can get Gingrich in there finally, since the people have denied him, now we can buy his way into the presidency or vice presidency, right? So, and I'm thinking about it, and all of a sudden it becomes really obvious to me that if they got him to take that offer, Trump, then all they would do is, and this is pun intended, they would trump up something against him, probably wouldn't be all that hard to do, and they would get him thrown out of the White House, and the Democrats would be happy to play along and get rid of him too, because he's a train wreck of a human, right? And so I'm thinking, wait a second, they could just buy their way right in, you know, they could just piggyback Trump, get Gingrich in there, then exo Trump, get him out of the way with the Democrats' help, and then ta-da, President Gingrich. And they didn't even have to win a single vote to do it, right? And I'm like, wow, that is just, there's something poetic. There's something poetically evil about that, right? And I'm like, so of course, that's probably what they're trying to do. Because why else would you pay? Why else would you offer to pay to have somebody take the VP that you really want? And I'm just like, that's got to be it. I mean, you know, maybe it's, you know, there's a little bit of conspiracy theory there, but it just sounds too realistic.
I got to tell you, I didn't know that Newt came with a price tag, but when...
Yeah, $200 million. Yeah.
When Todd told me this earlier today, I was like, holy shit, that's the best theory I've heard.
So yeah, this public service announcement has been brought to you by the committee to reelect Joseph McCarthy.
Yes.
A.K.A.
McCarthy is
Newt Gingrich.
The good old days, yeah.
Yeah. The good old days when witch hunts were... And what is it with America?
Hey, why we're making America great again. Come on.
I know, right? Bringing back witch hunt, right? Because it's just like one of the high points in our history that we've hit on a couple of times, and it's just been bad every time.
Yeah.
I don't know why the hell everybody looks at that with like fond remembrance.
Well, because before that, there were no gays.
Right.
Clearly. Clearly.
Except,
well,
like,
know,
Rome.
The thing is yeah, they sink, right? So you throw them in water and they don't float. So
no, that's the witches. You're getting confused.
Right, but that's what I'm talking about. It's that witch hunt mentality, right? You know, that we're trying, that's all McCarthyism was. Oh, it's the same thing. You just had to level the accusation at somebody that they were a pinko commie, and that was it.
Yeah,
you know, you basically destroyed that person, and now it's you're
gay
a
Muslim.
Evil terrorist or a gay Muslim. Yeah. You know?
Well, now I'm convinced that Cenk Uygur is our Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah, who is?
Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks.
It's a really, really good channel.
Oh yeah. It's really worth paying for.
Yeah. Young Turks are great.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Non-mainstream media.
The best kind.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, this is all in a response, of course, obviously, to the tragedy that just happened in Orlando 2 days ago.
Right. We are gathered here today to talk about Orlando.
And unfortunately, it's already become political fodder for all sides of the equation. And so the conversation tonight is going to revolve around the dreaded guns discussion. Touch on religion a little bit and... I'm going to finish up with why I still fucking hate Hillary Clinton and I ain't going to have to vote for her anyway.
And, so I've got to say, my piece is, and I think you guys are pretty much in agreement, this is guns, this is religion, this is religious extremism of any kind. I don't care what label you slap on it.
That's right.
It's homophobia.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's all of those things together. It's not just one thing.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
And the American public like makes it about one thing because we can only focus on one thing at a time.
Right. Well, thinking's hard.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is a lot about religion, right? Like, so the thing is, you know, you have your, you know, you can have your idealism and your different politicals, but like whenever you see something that's to the level of God's on my side, I need to go kill somebody. It's always religion-based. You look at all the stuff where you need to hate somebody so bad that they are not a human anymore and it's okay to kill them. That's religion. Every single time. I can't think of any other human construct that gets us to that. I mean, tribalism a little bit, but not quite with the same fervor and, you know, venom. It seems like to me. And, you know, it's like this guy's dad comes out right away. It's not about religion. Of course it's about religion.
Well, and then
your
his dad's all these horrible...
religious guy.
Exactly. It was
your kid that there's something wrong with gay people his entire life. Of course it's about religion because
yeah.
That's what your religion tells you to do.
Yeah,
right? You know?
The religion of my father.
And you look at it, and it's not just, you know, everybody keeps going, oh, it's the Muslim religion. No, it's not. Look what's going on with, you know, people in North Carolina can't use the right goddamn bathroom for fuck's sake. Of all, like, who cares what people do in the bathroom? It's like,
yeah,
oh, somebody's going to go in the bathroom and look at me. It's like, have you ever heard of the internet?
Yeah, we
have the internet for a reason, right?
So, and we will be talking about that in a future episode as well. But yeah, I mean, stricken on the religion thing for a second, though, it's any religion. Di and I were talking earlier today, and you know, what was your example?
So, I'm going to start this off by saying I'm probably the only spiritual slash religious one in the group. Pretty fair.
Yes.
Okay. You know, and while my beliefs are certainly atypical of America, I still do have some religious beliefs. But I had a coworker on, I think it was Sunday, standing at the nurse's station who said, oh, it's those damn Muslims. And I looked at her and I got the evil eye and I said, you know what? No, it's religious extremism of any stripe because fucking Buddhists were killing people in Myanmar a few years ago. Doesn't matter what it is. It's extremism.
I mean, there's a history in this country. Like, everybody always goes, oh, look at the Muslims. Look at them over there killing each other, right? But it's like, hey, you don't have to go that far back in our own religion when Catholics and Protestants in this country were fighting each other to the point where it was getting out of control and people were getting killed and they had to, like, call in the military at the time. I mean, this is, like, 180 years ago. But still, I mean, I don't know why everybody thinks that, like, oh, look, their religion's all fucked up. It's like, go back and look at our religion, man. Look at the shit that we've done. We've done the exact same things.
And just to reiterate to people who may have forgotten, right? Again, people who kill abortion doctors, you know, that's homegrown Christianity. The shooting in the church, what was it?
In South Carolina. We were talking about that.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. That was not a Muslim. That was not an immigrant, which is the other piece that always goes along with this, right?
Right.
Immigrants, and it's again worth noting that the kid who perpetrated this horror in Orlando was neither an immigrant or, you know, here on a visa or anything like that. He was homegrown in New York City.
Well, you know,
same state as Trump. Yeah. Even though Trump's like, oh, if I had banned Muslims, this would have solved this problem. No, wouldn't have.
You heard what he said, right? He said the guy was an Afghan, born of Afghan parents.
From Afghan.
From
the blanket that goes on my bed.
Right.
That's right.
There's some history.
Not Afghanistan. They're very close.
There's some history there, man. There's a beautiful Afghan stitch that comes from that region of the world. So there is some real history there, but...
Oh, my God. Right, yeah. And we're considering voting for this guy.
Not the three of us, but yeah.
Then you had on, you know, just right after that happened, there's some jackass pastor, some Baptist pastor in Sacramento, who comes out and is talking about what a great thing is that all these perverts got killed. And it's just like, you know what? Fuck you guys. All extremist religions, when you take them to their nth degree, turn into exactly what the Muslim religion in its worst hours is right now. And Christianity's been there before. And it'll be there again if we let it. And that's honestly why. That's the argument why you can't let Christianity run the government. Because you get a theocracy, they get the power, God's on their side, and they can do no wrong. And then all of a sudden, it's certain classes of people. You know, and then when those people are gone, it's certain types of activities. All of a sudden, certain types of music aren't okay. Certain races aren't okay. You can't dance anymore. And it's not like we're just making this shit up, because you see this all the time. Over in those crazy Muslim, you know, places right now where they've got Sharia law, dancing is, oh my God, that's devil's worship right there, or whatever the hell they think it is, you know? And I mean, we've had that in Christian roots before too. It's been that bad in the past. It's not an opinion, that's a fact.
And
you
I want to point out a couple of things. I want to point out one thing about this guy from Florida, or from New York, lately of Florida. So one of the things is that someone pointed out, this is Ramadan, you know, and if he were truly an adherent to the Muslim faith, he wouldn't be fucking killing people during Ramadan.
Right.
They also pointed out that he wouldn't be living with his live-in girlfriend that he sired a child with out of wedlock if he were truly a good Muslim, you know, so there's just a few things that are off there.
Well, I mean, it's clear, and this is where the tragedy really takes a turn for the worse, is it's starting to be very clear that this kid had really deep-seated emotional issues about himself and who he was. And
I mean, there's a number of people at that bar that got attacked that recognized him before he started opening up. Everybody knew who he was.
Not just from apps like Tinder and Grindr and...
Yeah, and those apps are specifically for locating homosexual people that are open to having a relationship, right? You know, which is it's fine, but I mean, clearly this guy, you know, I mean, it's like, hey, welcome to being half the Midwest pastors, you know. You know, you hate gays, let's pass laws to fuck them all up. Oh, by the way, I'm one of them.
Right.
You know, it's just like, come on, guys, you know, people, and religion gets you there, right? That's the only thing I can think of that gets you to that point, to beat that drum a little more. But
yeah, so I mean, again, and I want everybody who's listening to understand that I'm not absolving anybody of anything here. I'm just you know, the depth of this tragedy is just, it's unfathomable to me.
And this is where I get into walking and chewing gum at the same time, because I'm like, you know, it really is about everything. It is about religion. It is about gun control. I'm sorry, all of my friends who are freaking out right now about losing their ARs. It's about homophobia. It's about Islam. I mean, it's got to be to a certain degree about Islam. If this guy decides that he's going to call up and say, I'm pledging allegiance to all of these different Islamic groups, who, by the way, some of whom are fighting each other.
Well, that's not an indication. That's not an indication of somebody who supports Islam. That's an indication of somebody who's probably unbalanced, which that's where I come down on all this. Sorry, I'm going to talk right over the top.
I'm going to just say for a minute, though, but there's absolutely that history for him there. He cannot divorce himself from his history, just like we can't divorce ourselves from our history that we were raised in fundamentalist churches. It influences you in some way, shape, or form. Am I saying that he's an ISIS or ISIL operative in America? Fuck no.
No,
yeah, clearly not. Yeah,
and you know, yeah, there's little to no indication that he has any ties.
No, I mean, it's pretty clear this guy was going to do this anyways.
Absolutely.
Especially now that they're finding out the wife had been trying to talk him out of this actively for a while now.
Oh, which, I didn't hear
and
that.
Then didn't say anything to anybody. She needs to go to jail now. Oh. So, but the fact that this guy had already made up his mind, he was going to do this. This whole ISIS thing, it's just an excuse to try and justify it, right? It's this totally backwards, I've already made up my mind, now I'm going to try and backfill this ridiculous decision with some kind of logic that makes sense, right? But that's not how the world works, you know? And it's obvious that this guy's never been there and met any of those people. At most, he talked to a couple of them online, you know?
He's not a rational... I mean, this is my problem with the whole thing, is he's not a terrorist. He's a fucked up kid who decided to commit suicide by cop and take out a whole lot of people. And so, yeah, the world's better off without him. Yeah, he was a piece of shit. But it's not a terrorist thing. It's not really a Muslim thing insofar as, you know, Islamic terrorism.
Right.
It's not any of that crap that's being used to scare us again, you know, into giving up our rights, because the first thing I heard people talking about on the news on Sunday was, this is going to bring the encryption debate right back up, and, you know, maybe, you know, and it's like, yeah, and it will.
It will, yeah.
But to me, this is about what can we do in the United States to prevent mentally unbalanced people from getting their hands on military fucking ordnance.
Right.
And that's...
So,
yeah.
And see, I mean, a first step isn't... I'm definitely not for the let's ban all guns thing, because that just creates a black market, and then you have basically war on drugs, and how successful and awesome that has been. Right. We don't need to do the same thing with weapons, right? You know, because, I mean, we're good at doing stupid shit. Let's not do this one.
This public service announcement brought to you by our future episode... Hillbilly heroin, not just for hillbillies anymore.
Clearly.
That's all, folks.
But I mean, I don't understand why the people that are so against any kind of control, because, I mean, really, I think what a lot of what we're asking for is, let's have some kind of ability to look at people's mental stability and assess that. That if somebody comes in and they've got a lot of mental instability in their history, or they've got, you know, something going on in their life that, you know, they're super angry about or whatever, maybe if all of a sudden they just decide to go buy an arsenal, maybe that's a red flag. Maybe we should look at that and maybe have somebody talk to that guy and go, why do you need the military arsenal all of a sudden, right? Because I'm guessing there's some questions there that they're going to have a hard time answering. If
right.
If it's going to be like, I really planned on going to this daycare and just mowing down little kids, right? You know, because, you know, but then you got the people that for the NRA are like, no, we can't allow this. This is crazy. And what I really think is a lot of those people at some point, even if they don't admit it to themselves, feel like they can't pass those kind of tests. I really believe that, right?
That is exactly right. I don't know if you heard Daryl Issa, is it Issa or Issa, Todd?
Issa.
So Daryl Issa was on Bill Maher a few months ago, and he said, well, you know, I think that even people with depression shouldn't have guns. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Then you're cutting out like 90% of America because...
Well, maybe that's not such a bad idea. Well, sorry.
You know,
it would disqualify me,
When I was in private practice, the only thing I wrote for more of than antidepressants were probably blood pressure meds. So I'm just saying there's a whole shit ton of people out there who would be cut out of the debate by Daryl Issa's standards.
Yeah, and he's a Republican, so
I know.
I could find myself actually agreeing with a Republican.
No. Well, and so here's the thing.
Go ahead.
So we've got a safe full of guns in our garage. And I've told this story before. I mean, Nick went out and replaced all of the guns that we had lost in our fire and bought a couple more. In less than a fucking hour.
Right, but here's the thing.
Bought an arsenal, no problem. Yeah,
bought an arsenal in less than an hour, and when he was walking out, the guys at the store were like, are you really sure that's all you need? Arsenal plus ammo.
But let's say there was some laws in place, and someone came and said, hey, we're just looking into why you're doing this. Would you have a problem answering the question?
No.
I just had a fire in my house. We lost everything.
Yeah.
I live in the great unknown in Alaska, and the night is dark and full of terrors with like grizzly bears and want to eat me like a Pop-Tart. Okay, I want some guns. Nobody is going to question that, right? Like, you're not like, well, there's this school of fucking kids down the street, and let me tell you. You know, I mean, it's not like that's happening.
And it's quite probable, though, that it won't be easy to predict. You know, even if we try to do something, but
we can decrease it.
Yeah, not doing anything after all of these shootings.
Yeah,
here's criminal.
I just decided to look around today and see what happened, and I found there was like in the last 42 people shot, 7 killed in Chicago in weekend violence. That was just in a weekend.
Yeah,
last weekend. There's a bunch of other ones in here where you know some guy walks up on a suspect in a triple slaying, you know, in West Virginia, right? There's other ones. I mean, I must have found a half a dozen things where people had just walked up to another group of people and shot a whole shitload of them. And it's not even front page news. Like, I think the thing that was most shocking to me about those articles was that I'm just not surprised by it anymore. That's the thing that really bugs me the most is I see this stuff and it's almost like white noise.
It is.
Because it's so common. I mean, last year they had, you know, I think by the definition of mass shooting is where more than one person is shot and killed.
I think it's 4 or more, actually, but yeah.
I thought it was 2 or more, but maybe it is 4 or more, but it's a number more than just like a single, like a random random shooting. We literally had more of those than we had days on the calendar last year. We had more than one a day all year of last year, and we're on track to do the same thing this year. I mean, it's just like, how bad does it got to get before we decide, you know, okay, maybe this is like, you know, not healthy.
And I just want to assure all of my gun nut friends, I'm not talking about taking away somebody's hunting rifle. I could even give a shit what you do with your Glock. But I'm telling you, there's no reason somebody should have an AR-15. Unless you're a cop and you're at work, or unless you're a prison guard and there's a riot, you shouldn't have a fucking AR-15. Period.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? I always love the reasoning that, you know, you get all the crazy gun nuts like, oh, I need to have this arsenal because what if the government comes after me? And it's like, what do you think's going to happen? You're going to stand out there with your beer gut in the woods with your friends and your deer hunting uniforms and, you know, you're going to fight off the U.S. military? Like, seriously, you think that's going to happen? Like, you're not even going to see anything. They're going to send a drone after your ass in the middle of the night, and they're going to see you with FLIR in the middle of the night from about 15 miles away, and they're going to put a Hellfire missile right up your bunghole. And then you and your damn guns ain't going to do anything. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous logic if you actually carried it out. Like, really, you're going to go fight the government if the military turns on us? Sure you are. Ask Iraq how well that worked out when they decided to stand up to our military. I mean, I think we wiped out their official military in, like, what, 2 days? 3 days? I mean, come on. You got no chance. I mean, this isn't the 1800s, you know, where we're all going to, you know, or the 1600s, we're all going to musket it out with each other. know, stand in lines in the middle of a field and try and shoot each other from 20 yards away. I mean, come on.
And that brings up a point that is often brought up in this debate that I think is really valid, which is that the Second Amendment is, what, 250 years old?
Yep.
And it was written at a time when we did not have these weapons. It's a cumbersome, old document that doesn't reflect the reality that we live in now.
Right. It was written when we didn't have a standing military.
Exactly. And that
that's the thing. That's why we need
part of that clause.
That's why if you read the Second Amendment, which I'm guessing most people who say they're willing to die for it have never actually read it.
Yeah.
It says to maintain a working militia. That's it. Like, that's it. It's just there to, you know, because there's no military, standing military, and there's tons and tons of, like, constitutional scholars throughout the, last 200 years who have interpreted that completely different than we've decided to interpret it over the last, 30, 40, 50 years, where, like, everybody should have a gun. Like, as soon as a baby's born, you should just strap a Glock to his hip and, toddle him on his way out.
Baby
school,
Glock.
Yeah, baby Glock, right? And it's like...
to go with
and what do you bet? Coffins. What do you bet that's a new product next week?
Oh, my God.
Man, I'm just seeing a whole line. I'm just seeing a whole commercial similar to Baby Gap, right? Baby Glock.
Well, you know, they market pink rifles to women and pink handguns to women, I'm sure.
And girls.
Yes.
And girls.
Yep.
And girls. I mean...
So we just need some baby blue ones now.
So it's interesting because... the history of the gun in America isn't exactly what everybody believes. The history of the gun in America is basically the history that's been created by the manufacturers since the 1950s. And this is when the tipping point really started, where the number of guns per household really started to decline. Prior to the, 40s and 50s, guns were just another tool that people owned, because we didn't have the city set up the way we do now.
Right.
Look more like Alaska, right? But what happened is gun sales started to decline, and so they started this really successful marketing campaign. And again, I'm not saying it's a conspiracy or anything. It's pretty well established what happened and easy to go check. The gun manufacturers needed a way to sell more guns.
It's not a conspiracy, it's just capitalism.
Right. And so you take this and you come forward. Right, and the AR-15 is just the latest round of successful marketing, where the gun manufacturers have created sporting events that can only be performed by something similar to an AR-15. let's be honest, it's basically mock city warfare. Is what it really is. But that's what's going on, and it's not. It just how we've translated that into, you have a right to all this shit. I don't get it.
They almost got this mindset that America was built on having these weapons. It's like, no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Right.
America's built on having money. That's the
mentality.
Right, but Colt, Colt sold to everybody. All the gun manufacturers sold to everybody in the world at one point or another, including many people that we've then had to go fight. Yeah, which is a whole different problem in our political structure, and we'll deal with that in a future episode. Geopolitical realities. But yeah, the Second Amendment, and this again, it's just three people sitting here, it's our opinion, but I don't feel like the Second Amendment was about whether or not you got to own any goddamn gun you wanted. I thought that the Second Amendment was to make sure that a foreign army couldn't come in and overthrow the United States again.
And most having constitutional just gone through, scholars would agree.
Yeah, yeah. Having
and
just
I
gone
do seem to remember that, this so. Part that talks about the well-regulated militia.
Yeah, it's like the first sentence of the thing. and most people don't get that far. That's the part that pisses me off when people, Second Amendment this and Second Amendment that, and it's like you say that to them, and they're like, it doesn't say that. And it's like the first goddamn sentence, man.
And just to be clear,
clearly you've never read it. Quit. It's like. It's the equivalent of saying we need to have the Ten Commandments on everything because they're so vital and important to everything. And then when I ask you what the Ten Commandments are, you can't repeat any of them to me. come on. At some point, you're just full of shit. You're backfilling your bad decisions.
The interesting thing is, yeah, the Second Amendment, which is actually a very short statement, is one sentence, and this is exactly what it says. A well-regulated... this is what it says. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is what it says. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed.
But it's all about the well-regulated militia. It's not just everybody can have arms, oh, and we're also going to have a militia for a while. That's not what it says.
And then to the larger point of the militias out there, who, man, Brian Williams, send your shit to Brian Williams, care of MSNBC. You know, but
we haven't picked on Brian in a while.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, as far as the, you know, because then you got these militias now who say, well, we're the militia. No.
Yeah, right.
That's not exactly how it worked back then. Right. Militias are irregular troops that were called up, kind of like the National Guard before you had a formal National Guard.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Right, but now we have a National Guard, so if you're a militia, you're really not actually part of the solution.
And again, a lot of those constitutional scholars, and again, don't take my opinion for it, go look it up. There's tons of them.
No, you're talking about reading.
I know, it's hard. Thinking's hard again, but you know, if you're really concerned about this, you can look this up, is a lot of those same scholars that really had said once there was a standing military, the Second Amendment was kind of useless for all intents and purposes.
Right, because the Second Amendment is about having a well-regulated militia. That's all it's about.
That's it, right? I mean, you didn't need that clause once there was a standing military, and honestly, that one could have been cut from the, you know, but, you know, it got left there. Some people want to interpret it as, okay, the people need to have a right to have a gun. Maybe. But, you know, now we're just getting, you know, I mean, we're doing the typical American thing. If a little's good, way too much must be better, right?
Right, and
because we can't do anything in moderation.
And I want to be clear, I'm not arguing for gun control because I've seen the complete failure of all of our previous gun control initiatives, basically revolving around banning things that are scary and high capacity magazines as if it matters, right? It
reload a couple extra times. Oh no.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, there's just the reality of it.
You slow the carnage a little bit.
Maybe.
Not really. Not enough to matter. The what I'm talking about is coming up with a way to regulate the purchase of handguns and assault weapons and whatever else we want to call these things in a way that makes sense and protects our society. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody, I'm not saying that you don't get to own this stuff. I personally don't understand why you need to own an AR-15. I'm not even sure that, you know, anybody should. But I'm not after that. I am after a way to try to limit crazies getting their hands on guns. And you know what? The first cut, maybe it ends up being too restrictive. We can loosen it up.
Well, but, you know, I mean, there's other ways to do it, too, right? Like, I mean, the thing that really kind of annoys me, and this always tends to annoy me when you have one of these big attacks, this asshole came up on the FBI's watch list twice.
Yeah.
Twice. And they questioned him once, and that was it. And then they were like, meh, whatever. It's like, even if you didn't find anything, the fact that this guy keeps coming up on your list of people that are potential threats, like, don't you think maybe there should be a note in the gun database someplace saying, hey, if this guy comes in buying, you know, hunting people kind of weapons, maybe you should call the FBI and let us come talk to him? Because, I mean, come on, what more do you got to do here? I mean, at some point, if you guys aren't going to use that, where a guy is coming up on your list as a potential problem more than once, like, then why even have the FBI looking into this stuff? I mean, there's no point if you're not going to do anything about it. I just don't understand. You know, same with the guy in San Bernardino. Didn't they say he'd come up on a couple of searches a couple of times?
I'm like, where sure they were? That he had, yep.
They had come across his name more than once. I don't know if they ever actually talked to the guy, but it's like, again, why wasn't there some kind of a flag attached to this guy where if he buys guns, the FBI gets notified and they can maybe show up at his door and go, what are you doing? Right? Just to let him know that you're not going to just walk in some place and do the death by cop thing.
So I think the other thing that we need to talk about on the heels of that, though, is how do we close the private sale and the gun show loophole? How do we deal with those things? Because I think we need to. I mean, let me tell you, Wasilla, Alaska is like the home of the gun show.
Well, I mean, when you sell your car, you have
register to register it with DMV.
That you sold your car.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, man, now you're talking registration. You're really going to freak the gun nuts out.
I know, responsibility. Fuck that.
So this... Yeah, you know, this. Here's the thing. As it often is with these debates and everything, we're not going to win it with logical arguments because clearly. It doesn't appear, in fairness, right? I mean, you know, I've got some friends who have been posting stuff on Facebook that I vehemently disagree with, but I know them not to be moronic idiots. You know, they just see this issue some completely different way.
And I agree with you for the most part. There are people in my feed who are doing the same thing, although some of them are moronic idiots.
Sure, but you know, there are people.
That's why I don't have a Facebook feed.
There are people on the left who are moronic idiots, you know. Sure. We're not immune, you know. No, if you haven't vaccinated your kid, you're a fucking moronic idiot.
Oh my god.
Serious.
This public service announcement brought to you by Fairbanks, Alaska, home of the measles.
That would be the state of Alaska, home of pertussis, aka whooping cough. Nice.
And tuberculosis, last time I checked.
Yeah, but you can't really vaccinate against tuberculosis.
And trifecta.
Don't move here, man. Unless you have a really good immune system.
Good thing I wasn't thinking about it.
So the, where were we before the public service announcement?
We were talking about registering and regulating things.
Oh, right. You know.
And people putting crappy things in the Facebook feed.
You know, but the thing is that, look, I mean, I get it that there's a point of view that sees the government as evil. I don't agree with it. I don't understand it. But, again, my friends and family who believe that, I know you not to be idiots. I just don't understand. And the thing I would say to you is that we're not idiots either. And you know that we're not idiots because you're our friends and our family. And you know we're not morons either. So, but you desperately do not understand what we're saying either. And I don't know how to bridge that gap because I'm not trying to appeal to somebody who's living off the grid and arming themselves for Armageddon. Yeah, I'm just talking about average, you know, on all sides of the aisle, average Americans.
Well, see, and that's the thing is I think, you know, we're not asking for a ban on all weapons, right? Like, I think that's a terrible, terrible idea.
Or even a ban on any weapons.
We're asking for some logical regulation. All I'm asking for
is on the other side, I'm asking for a little bit of responsibility by the people that decide they want to take that responsibility on. Be responsible to not only yourself, but be responsible to the community around you, right? You know, let us know that it's safe for you to have that stuff, you know. You have to have registration just to go goddamn fishing in this country.
But in 11 states,
register a gun. Oh my god! It's the end of freedom as we know it. It's like okay, a little
11 states now. You don't have to register the fact that you're concealed carry.
Right. You know. I mean, and the thing is like, what the fuck for? You know this. You know, and I always hear this like this it's whole oh, there was a good guy there with a gun. Yeah. The god, that is such horseshit because. The rare occasion that ever happens, the good guy usually ends up dead.
Yeah, do you really think a gun would have made do you think an armed patron would have made a difference at Pulse nightclub?
You know what? If I'm somebody who grew up watching Hollywood TV, and yeah, I would think that. And I think that's why most people think that is because...
Okay, yeah, that's a fair point.
Now, but in answer to your question...
No, otherwise...
If you're talking about an off-duty police officer...
Maybe.
Who's trained?
Yeah,
absolutely. If you're talking about anybody who has not been through that kind of training, no, I have no hope whatsoever that in a panic situation, you pulling out are going to help me at all.
Yeah, yeah. I think it might hurt a whole bunch more people.
Yeah, I think the likelihood is that A, there's a higher chance that other people are going to get shot. And then the second thing is if there's two of you at a standoff in a place, or more than two of you, how do the cops know which one's the one to shoot and which one's the not?
Good point.
Not to shoot, you know, I mean, all of a sudden everybody kind of looks the same, right? You know, again, it's not a video game, but if I grew up playing video games where my team's wearing blue and your team's wearing red, all of a sudden it's real easy to make that distinction. But you get into a real life situation, that's not the way it is, right? Like, and I think people have got this fantasy idea that, you know, they're going to be fucking John Wayne, their partner, coming out with their, you know, their six shooter, and they're going to take out the bad guy, right? It's just horseshit. It doesn't work like that. And life isn't fair. You're not guaranteed to win. You pull a gun, and the guy's got an AK. He's going to cut you in half with it. I mean, just understand.
Yeah. And
so, I don't know. I think that's nonsensical. But I don't understand why there can't be a middle ground between the people that don't want guns, like, strapped to every child that gets born, and the people that do.
Like, this whole fucking country doesn't do middle ground.
Right, because we've been trained by the media to not, you know, find a middle ground anymore. It's my way or the highway. That's everything. Like, our politics are that way. Our media is that way. Every time people pissing on each other on YouTube, it's that way.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, I mean, it's all about me. It has to be my way 100% of the time or fuck everybody, right? And it's just like, yeah, we've, as a country, as a society, we have completely forgotten how to find a middle ground, you know, and we're not even trying to anymore, you know, and so we have politics that don't work in a system that requires a middle ground to work.
So I want to drop something else into this conversation. Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, brought up a really good point this morning. She was talking about the other mass shooting that happened this weekend. And Todd, we talked a little bit about this. It was actually in New Mexico. A man killed a woman and her four kids. I believe he was the father of the kids. I'm not sure that they were married. And Amy Goodman brought up the link between mass shootings and domestic violence, which I thought was really interesting. Because if you look at this guy's history, the guy from Orlando, his first wife does say that she was very badly abused by him. I heard an interview with her, and she actually said that when her parents came to extricate her from the relationship, they had to literally pull her from his arms.
Fucking mental case.
Well, you know, and I mean, so look a little further, right? Adam Lanza, who killed all those kids at Sandy Hook, he perpetrated domestic violence against his mother. She was terrified of him. You know, so I mean, I think the reason that I bring it up is it just goes back to what we were saying at the beginning, which is this is really complex and there's way deeper pathology than I'm going to call 911 and say I'm a member of ISIS, which we all agree is bullshit, or, you know, I'm just really fucked up and I'm going to go shoot a whole bunch of people. I think there's deeper pathology and I think that we can see it in other ways. And if someone had actually paid attention to the fact that this guy had this history of domestic violence.
Yeah. Cause nobody ever goes, oh, they were so quiet. Right.
Right. But why?
You know, everybody goes, that guy, I guess I'm not surprised.
This guy would have never been eligible for a gun purchase in the first place. Had that been.
Yeah.
Acted
right
on.
And again, see, I think that's a fair middle ground, right? You know, if someone's already guilty of domestic violence, like, why would you allow them to have weapons?
Because you know who they're most likely to use them on. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the person more likely to use them in a way that's not bueno for everybody. Yeah. You know,
and again, I don't believe that what we're suggesting right now is in any way some perfect solution. I'm just saying
there's no such thing,
right?
There
I'm just
are
saying
still people
we've
who are
got to
slip through.
We gotta try to do something different.
Well, again, because, you know, going back to what I was saying, how, you know, it's got to be my way 100% of the time, and like this just inability to give anything and see the other side. You know, I mean, that's part of it right there. We refuse to look at any answer that isn't 100% waterproof. Like there is such a thing, right? Which just is an excuse to shut down anything that somebody just doesn't like for whatever reason.
That's
again,
right.
Another reason why most of our politics don't get anything accomplished anymore, because like, oh, well, what about if aliens show up and they had guns on registered? Well, we clearly can't use this law because it doesn't take that into account. It's like, Jesus Christ, people.
Okay, you obviously, know, I mean, none of us have seen Independence Day 2.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, I mean, if we had those laws, then Independence Day 2 wouldn't happen because we'd, you know, they didn't register their weapons, right?
Right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the thing is, why don't we go for something that's going to work most of the time? It's still going to allow people to have weapons. They can still go hunting or jack off with their AR-15 at night thinking they're, like, the savior of the world or whatever the hell people that have to have these kind of weapons need them for. Whatever that is, they can have them. But let's just make sure you're not nuts.
Anything would be better than having this fucking conversation over and over and over.
Yeah, and then continuing to do jack shit about it. I'm so sick of seeing Obama, and I'm not blaming him, but I'm tired of seeing politicians get, oh, our prayers are with you. Like, who fucking cares? What is that going to do for anybody? It's not going to bring anybody back. It's not going to stop the next one from happening. It's just a fucking excuse for you guys to do nothing and act like you're doing something.
And hat tip to the congressman from Connecticut who said, I'm not standing around for your moment of silence. This is bullshit.
Yeah. Why bother? I mean, we're just blowing sunshine up everybody's ass every time that speech gets put out there.
And hat tip to everybody in the LGBT community who said, where was all your concern when Christians were killing us like this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do all of your thoughts and prayers have to do in those circumstances?
Dick all?
Yeah.
So nothing at all.
So let's talk a little bit about the homophobia, too, because I think that's an incredibly important part of this. I mean, you know, the father claims that this kid was set off by seeing two men kissing. The father himself has spouted homophobic views.
It's clear that the kid had problems with homophobia. And because, you know, of his father.
Whether it's a self-hatred because he's homosexual.
I think that it clearly exacerbated the whole situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this nonsense has got to stop. Everybody is a human being. And I don't care. I don't care what you do. I don't care who you love. And I don't understand how you can say that there's any difference between the homophobia, you know, just passing itself off. You're just passing off a reason to hate people. It's no different than when interracial marriage was banned because that was somehow going to destroy the fabric of America, right?
Yeah, and look, we're fine. Who would have guessed? Fine.
You know, and guess what? We're fine. We're fine that people who have a different sexual orientation are getting married. The world didn't fucking end on a Tuesday, you know. Despite the claims of some really, really ugly people, and that's what it's all about. It's ugliness, and it's a chance for people who are ugly to just, you know, try to justify their ugliness. Yeah. You know?
Right. Well, and I look at the stuff in North Carolina, for example, with this whole you can't use the bathroom based on your gender and all this nonsense. That is literally the same stuff as the kind of homophobia that this dude's dad is preaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is no difference between them except for one guy is brown and the other guys in North Carolina are white, but they're preaching the exact same shit. And they ultimately will, allowed to go unchecked, they will have the exact same outcomes. And that's why you got Baptist assholes in California talking about why this was a great thing. That is the mentality. It's there. And to suggest that that's not going to be how Christians act about it is bullshit. You are lying to yourself if you think that. Because they lead to the same place. They can't not lead to anything other than what we saw play out. This stuff will happen. I mean, you've already got it. You got Walmarts and stuff where people are in there harassing people, going in and out of the bathroom, just trying to mind their own damn business. You know, which none of that existed until they decided to stir up the pot for no damn reason. Right?
So
these guys to keep going, this is where it's going to end up.
I want to share this because a friend of mine posted this on Facebook today, and I thought it was really powerful. So, of course, everybody right now is posting the hashtag I'm Orlando. And this was this person's response. I hope I get his name right. It's Johan. It's Kohele. I don't know. I'm not saying it right. K-O-E-H-L-E. This is what he said. I am not Orlando. In Orlando, it was a felony to have gay sex until 1971 and a misdemeanor until 2003. The law, while unenforceable, is still on the books. In Orlando, it was not legal for gay couples to adopt children until last year. In Orlando, it's legal to pay someone to kidnap your child and torture them until they stop identifying as LGBT. In Orlando, people who have been outed when they were shot in a gay nightclub can, when they get out of the hospital, be legally fired. If they get out of the hospital at all, because Orlando affirms a doctor's right to refuse to treat them at all. In Orlando, a hate crime against me doesn't count. I am not Orlando. Orlando was not the target. Orlando was the shooter. Orlando is what 49 people like me could not survive.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah.
I kind of think that, and we're out.
Those are reality.
Drop the mic and walk away at that point.
Yeah. More people need to hear that, though.
Yeah, it can't be.
Because everybody wants the simple little, like, you know, statement, and then, you know, that's their two-bit. They did a like on a couple of Facebook posts, and they hashtag their little statement, and that's it. That's their contribution. You know, it needs to be more than that.
You know, the truth is, of course, the people of Orlando are bigger than the government of Florida. You know, people of Orlando stood in line for hours to donate blood. People in Orlando have tried to pull together and help, right? And that's because that's what people do. But to this guy's point, the government has enacted laws, and even laws that are no longer on the books or can't be enforced. These didn't change until very recently. Mm-hmm. And there's still just an incredible amount of bullshit out there just because, you know, somebody doesn't fit your perception of normal. You know? And that's what's got to change, too, in the hearts and minds. Yeah. Fortunately, the millennials, millennials are much more open to diversity.
Yeah, because I think most millennials know somebody who's, you know, part of that, you know, gay community.
Just falls under diversity in general, right?
Right, but they're friends with these people. They see them up close. I have two friends that are transgender that are some of the coolest people I've ever met, and it pisses me off to think somebody thinks they have the right to hurt those people.
And not only they have the right, but for somehow believe that you're helping society by hurting them.
Yeah.
Right, and God's on your side when you do it, right?
God is never on your side for hurting people. I just want everybody to understand.
And I think that's why young people are, you know, because I think it's becoming, you know, through a lot of people putting up with a lot of shit for a lot of years, and, you know, we're starting to kind of get past it in spite of ourselves. I think young people are meeting people that are out. You know, where it used to be this thing that you just never let out of the bag, you know. And so they're meeting these people. They know them. They love them. Care about them. Realize that they're not the great evil, and earthquakes don't happen because they did something with their wiener and privacy that they wouldn't do themselves. You know, I mean, all of the fucking nonsense falls away, right? And you just see them as a person, right? And how can you back these kinds of idiotic, you know, mindsets about someone who's, for the most part, just like you are, you know?
And I just want to throw it out there, the people who are getting all hung up about the sex, I'm telling you, white, straight people have some of the weirdest-ass sex that's out there. So if you're hung up about who's doing who to what, you need to be looking in your own bed.
See, I think that you're health, you work in healthcare, so I think you should have a segment, what is the weirdest thing I found in somebody this week? Just as a 2-minute thing, you know, that you just approve that point.
Let's not do that because she works at a prison now. So.
That's what I was just going to say.
Might make it even better. Yeah? Weirdest thing I found in somebody this week.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, and you know what? Most of those guys aren't even gay for the stay.
So. Fuck this guy. Fuck that guy. Goes to everybody involved in the formulation and actual execution of this fucking travesty.
Or just more in general. If you think you're better than somebody else because of what you do with your wiener when nobody's watching, go fuck yourself.
Or
that's what you can do with your wiener. Nobody cares.
Or your non-wiener.
Yeah, or whatever.
Or your plastic wiener.
It's usually not women doing this stuff. It's usually guys.
But, that is a good observation.
Yeah.
That is a good observation. I got nobody who deserves a positive mention right at the moment.
Well, Hall of Honorable mention from me. Todd and I are going to start a Preacher podcast if we ever get our shit in a bag. Because yeah, what a but great it won't show.
But it won't be tomorrow night.
Probably not.
I do have, if you're just talking about positive things that happen.
Please, yes.
I got a huge one, and most people will not recognize it as anything meaningful, but me and Todd both work in technology. We can both tell you that this is gigantic. Basically, the FCC got final approval to make sure that ISPs, like the people that sell you internet, they can't make your packets less important than somebody else's because they got paid.
Oh, good. So this means that we all have the same lane.
Net neutrality is here to stay, baby. Sweet. And the Comcast can throw every penny they've got at it, and it doesn't matter anymore. And this is a last appeal. The only thing they could do is take it to the Supreme Court, which they wouldn't hear it anyways.
Is huge.
That is gigantically good. I can't even tell you how bad the internet would get if that went the other way. And it really would. It would be a race to the bottom at that point. So, you know, it would just be like TV. You want this internet? You want news? You want to be able to go to news websites? We're going to sell you that package. Oh, you want to go to sports websites? Here's another package you can buy. That's ultimately what it would have turned into, you know, long term. And that's just, fuck. Nobody wants the TV model where they sell you packages for internet. Nobody wants it. Nobody needs it. Would have been bad. So, anyways, that's huge excellent news. I just saw that today. That was.
I hadn't seen it yet, so that's awesome.
That is
awesome.
Good news in an otherwise dark week.
Yeah, no kidding. So,
Diane, do you have that Neil Gaiman quote about taking care of each other?
You know, I actually found a different one. I wish I had that one pulled up. The one that I found is, monsters come in all shapes and sizes. Some of them are things people are scared of. Some of them look like things that look like things people used to be scared of a long time ago. Sometimes monsters are things people should be scared of, but they aren't.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's a good ending point.
But I could try to find that other one, because I know which one you're talking about. Hang on. Okay, so the quote about taking care of each other, it's from Midnight Days. And it says, when we hold each other in the darkness, it doesn't make the darkness go away. The bad things are still out there. The nightmares are still walking. When we hold each other, we feel not safe, but better. It's all right, we whisper. I'm here. I love you. And we lie. I'll never leave you. For just a moment or two, the darkness doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah. So, you know.
So, you know what?
Hug somebody in the darkness, right? Take care of each other.
With the two of you in my life, sometimes the darkness isn't so bad. No, I'm being really serious.
Oh, no, I agree. I completely agree. Yeah. That's why we do this thing.
Sometimes I get to feeling I was back in the old days. When we were kids, when we were young, things seemed so perfect, you know. The days were endless, we were crazy, we were young. The sun was always shining, we just lived for fun.